The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt and I'm joined on the line by Brett. He's here for another At The Flicks, where we catch up with what's happening down at Nelson's independent cinema, State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. Thanks for joining us, Brett.
Hey, Matt. How's it going?
It's going well, thank you. Good to be talking to you. Hope your world down at the cinema is going okay.
Oh, it's always fabulous here. We got loads of movies, so it's always a good time.
Always good to know that the cinema has movies. So
exclusively we have that, I would say.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go. Now, of course, there's something coming up. There's a massive poster on the outside window of the cinema. You cannot help but see it. It is about Pike River Mine. So tell us about that to start off.
Yeah. So there's a movie called Pike River that's about the mining incident that happened a few years back. But on the 23rd of October, so about a week before the movie officially comes out, we have a Q&A with the director of the film and the two ladies that the film is like actually about, not the actresses playing them, but the actual two ladies. They're the wives of some of the miners that, you know, unfortunately didn't get out of the mines. And you know, the story follows them trying to fight the company and try to open the mine to see if they can get the bodies out. And it's the actual ladies are going to be here with the director, and there's a big Q&A, and you can watch the movie a week before it comes out. So that's something pretty special we're doing, and I'm excited that we're getting the opportunity to bring that to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've got to say, the two women themselves, for, you know, doing this is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's been kind of a cause that they've not let up on, the opening the mines. Even now, they're still fighting for it.
Yeah.
But you can learn more about, like, the movie is just a deep dive into that. So if this is new information to you about the mines and kind of the details behind it and the controversies, watching the movie, it's really interesting and fascinating.
Yeah.
It's sad to see kind of what all happened.
A very tragic piece of New Zealand history, but it is happening at State Cinemas, the screening of the movie, the full release, but there is this preview session. Now, did you say it was the 23rd?
Yeah, 23rd of October at 6 p.m. and tickets are already up on sale now. We've actually already sold about 100 tickets to it, so there's only about 50 seats left.
Okay.
So I would say if you're interested, don't sit on it. Get your tickets now.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, some good advice. And if you want to know a little bit more about the movie, you can go to the State Cinemas website, statecinemas.co.nz, and look it up there. And book yourself some tickets to either the Q&A or to just the normal release. So, yeah, a pretty important movie for New Zealand, but only one part of the massive offering of films that you always seem to have down at State Cinemas. So let's look at some of the others that are coming up.
Yeah, actually, sticking with the theme of Q&As, we've actually got another Q&A for you guys. It's on Friday, October the 17th. So if you're listening to this Thursday, this will be exciting for you. But if you're catching the Saturday one, sorry, you missed it.
Okay.
But there's a... There's a film called Grace that's directed by Dame Gaylene Preston. And the movie Grace follows an artist named Robin White, who's a Kiwi artist that's pretty much just made a living for about five decades now, just sort of drawing landscapes. And she does these like tapa cloth things.
Yes.
Where she does artwork on it. But she's a real like interesting artist. And it's just a documentary following her life as she's, you know, does her artwork here in New Zealand, but she also went to Japan and she's kind of been around the world. So it's just following her. And it's interesting to see someone who's been able to make a living just in a creative space.
Yeah.
And I think there's a bit of inspiration and people who are creatives or aspire to be creatives of following someone who kind of found a way to make a living out of it. And but on Friday, we have a Dame Gaylene Preston coming in to actually do a Q&A for the film. So that's really exciting. And then from Saturday onwards, you can just catch the film, normal wide release. But the Q&A session is the one to check out.
All right, cool. And once again, if you want to know a little bit more, you can check out some details on the State Cinemas website. So what sort of rating is on that? How often are we going to get to see Grace?
Yeah, it's exempt because it is a documentary. And you can catch the Q&A Friday at 6 p.m. But then from Saturday onwards, it's screening about two or three times a day, depending on what day you show up.
Okay. Quite a striking poster for this one, too.
Yeah. I mean, the lady, the artist in it has, yeah, a very interesting style. So, it'll be an interesting, if you're an aspiring artist, check it out.
Yeah, and good to know that somebody living has been able to sustain a career in art.
Especially in the like, kind of painting space. I think it's a bit more difficult to, you know, financially support yourself because I guess money's sort of inconsistent. You have to kind of flip art a lot. And then, how much of it is commerce versus, artistic intent. So, it's a deep dive into that kind of topic.
Nice. All right. Grace, A Prayer for Peace. Check it out again on the State Cinema's websites. Wow, two Q&A sessions. That's pretty cool.
I know. We're bringing the thunder down here. We don't mess around. We're getting in the big event.
That's right. Okay. What else is heading the way of State Cinemas?
Yeah, actually, I'll kind of stay in the sort of special screenings territory. The National Theatre Live is coming back yet again with a production called Inter Alia. And what National Theatre Live is in the West End of London, that's kind of like their equivalent of, say, Broadway. You know, there's big theater events that go on, and National Theatre Live will take one of the more popular ones and film it, and then we get an opportunity to screen it for just 1 week only. And this is the next one that's coming out. And Inter Alia is a follow-up play to, I think everyone's kind of familiar if you're interested in theater, with Prima Facie.
Right, yeah.
That was written by Susie Miller and Justin Martin. And this is their second play that they're coming out and doing. And it's got Rosamund Pike back in it, which she did Prima Facie.
Yeah.
And it's a kind of a similar theme to a degree. It's a Rosamund Pike plays a really smart court judge, but it also just follows her life behind the judge thing. And she's apparently really into karaoke, a loving wife, a supportive parent, but some sort of event, tragic event occurs that kind of uproots her whole family. And so it's just her dealing with, this tragic event and her life, preceding that. And I think with these plays, they're usually really tough subject natures that it covers, but Rosamund Pike it's a one woman play. So
okay.
She plays all the parts. So it's if you're into acting and theater,
Okay.
I will say that it's an R16, so that's why I was trying to be a bit vague with the event that comes up. But it's an R16 for a reason. So something really rough happens that I won't say on the air.
Okay. Yeah, do be warned. There may be a little bit of traumatic content in this.
Yeah.
But so when can people catch this National Theatre Live 2025 presentation?
Yeah, it's you can catch it Sunday, Monday, or Wednesday, and then that's it. It's gone. We only get a short run with these, and they're gone forever. So
yep.
If you are interested in this, go to our website and check that out, because it's
all
just
right.
Three screenings.
Cool. Inter Alia.
Those are the kind of special things that are happening this week. But I'll move on to kind of just our normal wide releases that are coming out. And we have three movies coming out this week. And I think I will start with a film called Roof Man. Kind of an interesting thing. It's about a real guy. He was an Army Ranger, but post getting out of the military, he was hard out for cash. So what this guy did was he would sneak into the rooms of McDonald's and then after hours go in and basically rob McDonald's, but he would come in through the roof. And so he kind of got known as the Roof Man. And once the police were starting to try to track him, he had to kind of duck out and hide from the police. So what he did was crawl in through the roof of a Toys R Us store, and he would basically live in the Toys R Us after hours and then sneak out and loot McDonald's during the day. It's just a really interesting guy who ended up, just being a roof robber.
Wow.
But during all this, he, while he's staying at Toys R Us, he kind of starts falling for one of the staff there. And he kind of networks his way into meeting her outside of his criminal activities. And then so he's sort of living this double life of looting McDonald's and living in a Toys R Us, but also a romance occurs. And I think there's a conflict of should he get out of this, robbery business and,
Okay.
So a weird story. And but it is a real guy that did this. But the movie is Channing Tatum is playing the guy, Jeffrey Manchester, who's the robber.
Okay. It has got a very, very strange poster.
It does. Yeah, that would, as you can gather, he's kind of got Channing Tatum and with all of his toys and stuff on him because he's in Toys R Us. So it seemed like he would sort of mess about when Toys R Us was closed and play with the toys and stuff.
Yeah, I guess if, if this is what you're doing, why not? I wonder if he ate McDonald's or did he just rob them?
It sounds like he just looted the tills and stuff.
What a crazy story.
Yeah, it's a weird story. And it seems like the guy is actually like a good guy. It's just, I think, a crisis of, you know, I need money and makes a bad choice. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Okay. Channing Tatum doing something a little bit different. Good cast, though.
Channing Tatum, Kirsten Dunst, Peter Dinklage, which he's always good, Lakeith Stanfield. It's like a really good cast. It's a quirky but real story that I think this one's actually worth your time. It's a weird story. This is something unconventional to watch.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to check it out for sure. And you can see the trailer on the State Cinemas website, statecinemas.co.nz. What rating, how often is Roofman on?
Yeah, it's M for mature, and you can catch it 3 to 4 times a day, depending on the day of the week.
Okay, nice work. Where are you taking us next?
I think I'll do a nice little spooky horror movie. We have Black Phone 2 coming out. And so this one, I've been trying to think of how to like pitch it, because for me to tell you what happens in Black Phone 2 would require me spoiling what happens in Black Phone 1.
Yes,
this is kind of a tricky one to pitch.
Okay.
But the premise of Black Phone 1 was there's this serial killer called The Grabber. And if you look at the poster, he wears this really creepy mask.
Uh-huh.
And in the first film, he kidnaps a kid and kind of keeps him locked up in his basement. But there's a phone, a black phone, in the basement that rings. And when the kid answers it, it's the ghost of his victims talking to him and trying to help the kid get out of that situation. And this movie follows those events, but I can't really get into it because I'm going to spoil the first one. But this one looks like it doubles down on the supernatural element and looks crazy and scary. And Scott Derrickson directed it, which he did another film called Sinister, which is like one of the creepiest movies. So he's like a really talented horror director.
Yeah.
If you like horror movies, this one, it will definitely be a solid one. And it's already got like a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is pretty killer for a horror movie.
Yeah. Okay. So if you have seen the first one, you'll definitely know sort of what to expect somewhat, although I'm sure there's a few twists and turns on the way. And good on you for trying to protect... Yeah, spoilering the first one. So, horror.
Yeah, it is hard. Yeah, so I would say watch the first one. You have to watch it before you even entertain this one, because it's, you're going to be lost. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, it is a horror, so I'm assuming it isn't overly family friendly.
No, this one looks rough. So it's an R16 for violence, horror, suicide references, and offensive language. So it is a gritty horror movie.
Mm.
But you can catch this, again, 3 or 4 times a day. It just depends on what day of the week you're going.
Yep, okay. Obviously expecting it to be reasonably popular.
I hope so, yeah. Like, Scott Derrickson, don't miss. Like, if you like horror movies, he's great. I hope you guys check it out.
Cool. Black Phone 2. Head to the State Cinemas website, statecinemas.co.nz. Watch the trailer, probably if you've seen the first one. Maybe not if you haven't seen the first
one. Yeah, that's a warning for everyone. You need to be familiar with the first one, or don't even look at the trailer. It's going to kind of ruin the first one for you.
cool. And see if you can watch it somewhere before you get along and see number 2. Okay, so, man, we've had some diverse offerings again this week. Where do we go to next, Brett?
Yeah, I got one more for you, which is, a tricky one to pitch. It's a movie called A Little Something Extra, which was in the International Film Festival, and it's a French movie. But what this movie is it follows these two guys that just did, like, a jewel heist. So they got their jewels. They're trying to get out of the place and make a getaway, and they just find a bus that's loading up with people, so they get on the bus to get away.
All right.
And what turns out is that bus that they got on is a... going to a summer camp for disabled people or special needs people.
Right.
And so these guys have to pretend like they're special needs to in with those people as a, to hide out from the crime they just committed. But the thing is, the counselors believe they're special needs, but the special needs people are like, no, they're not special needs.
Okay.
So it's kind of fun, but they enjoy the ruse that's going on. So it's, I think there's kind of a, as bizarre as it sounds, a sweet story up there between, you know, for what it is.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, this movie has killer reviews. Like, it's really good, apparently, really sweet. And it's the like highest grossing film in France in the past decade. So wow. Like, this movie was a big hit over in France. So wow. In spite of how kind of maybe problematic that plot sounds, yeah. I think it is actually handled with care and is a sweet movie.
Okay, yeah. It's one that I'm thinking, oh, gosh, brave.
Yeah, very brave to try that. But apparently they stick the landing. So.
Yeah. Good stuff. Okay, what was it called again? What rating is it? When can people catch it?
Yeah, it's a little something extra. And again, it's in French, but there's English subtitles. It's M for mature, for a bit of offensive language and nudity. And you can catch it 3 or 4 times a day, depending on the day of the week.
Okay.
And I'd like to say why I say depending on the day of the week. Usually Sundays and Mondays, we tend to open up a little later. So yep. That's why the session times can sort of fluctuate a little bit.
Okay. And if you look at the poster, it's got like glowing reviews and stars all over it. Yeah. So quality.
So I know it's when I say the plot of that movie to you, you're like, uh-oh. But yeah. It sounds like they really do handle it well, and it's something that's really sweet, funny, and touching.
Oh, good. Yeah, I got to say, as you were describing it, I was sort of going, okay.
Yeah. When I was reading the plot for this, I was like, oh, no. But I watched the trailer, and I'm like, okay, I can kind of see how this is going to be a sweet film. Yeah.
Oh, good. All right. Yeah. A little something extra, M-rated, on plenty of time. Check out the State Cinema's website if you want to see the trailer. Whew, okay, man, we've jumped around a bit today with a few different offerings. Anything else you want to tell us about, Brett?
The other thing I'll say is that, I'll put two things really quick. There's a Depeche Mode concert that's coming the 28th and 30th of this month.
Yep.
Those tickets are already available online. So if you like Depeche Mode, see it on the biggest screen in town. You can catch a live concert. It's almost like being there.
Oh, for sure.
And then we have our British and Irish Film Festival, which always goes really well. It's a really good curation of British and Irish films that starts from October 30th. And if you go to our website and see that thing that says BIFF at the top, that stands for British and Irish Film Festival. And you can look through those movies and book your tickets now.
Boom. So easy.
Oh, yes.
Cole, Brett, thank you so much for joining us today for another At The Flicks. You make it fairly easy to find out about what's happening down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. And do check out the website. And don't be afraid to do the old walk by ice cream stop. It's always a bit of fun.
It's not weird. I promise you, we get it. Like, a lot of people do drive by ice cream. They're not even here to watch movies.
Yeah.
They just get ice cream. So please come on down.
Yeah, always good. You know, for a quick after work drink on a Friday night, then swing past the cinema on the way home.
Get yourself a little dessert. Yeah.
Or good. Maybe stop for a film, even. That would be...
Well, ideally, I would prefer you do that, but either way, I'll take it.
Brilliant. Hey, Brett, thank you so much for your time today, joining us for another At The Flicks, catching up with what's happening down at Nelson's Independent Cinema. I can't call it a cinema. Independent Cinema, State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. Thanks, Brett.
Awesome. Cheers, guys, and I hope to see you here.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.